Good morning. This is Dr. Sylvia Enns from the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with my thought for today. We all know the difference, and I was inspired by that title by Immanuel Kant, the German philosopher, who wrote that we all intrinsically know the difference between right and wrong. Now, maybe I personally would not say right or wrong, because to me that sounds rather like a moral judgment, but I would support this statement by saying, yes, we surely all know what is beneficial for us, what is for our highest and best, what is harmonious with our divine self. And in that respect, I have to think of children. Children have a total honesty about themselves, and in that innocence, they absolutely know what is right and wrong. And if nobody bucks in, children will always do the right thing, say the right thing, because they still act uninhibitedly from their divine inner self. And I was reminded of that innocence the other day when I watched a DVD movie, and it was about a teenage girl, and I looked into the feature where that young girl, she's, I think, 16 or 17 years old, where she comments the movie. And it was very impressive to hear her commenting certain aspects of the movie when people were acting or saying things which, to her feeling, were not really nice or harmonious. And she would say, I wonder why they had to put that in the movie, that line, for example. It somehow doesn't fit, and I personally think it wasn't really necessary to say that. And she made comments like that to every situation which had a touch of disrespect, profanity, or even vulgarity in it. And she said and mentioned that with such an innocence, not really with a sense of judgment or that it was bad, but with an awareness that it wouldn't be really her choice to participate in something like that. And at one point she also said that when she had to play angry and really powerfully speak back to somebody, she said that was the most difficult part of the movie for her, because it's not her nature to be angry or resentful to anybody. And isn't that so with all of us, with me? I know that we always, when we have an emotion or a reaction which is not totally harmonious with what we would say is our divine self, we feel inside of ourselves that it's not beneficial, that it is not good for us. And even things like pornography, you know, when we see them for the first time, we immediately say, no, that's not for me. And if somebody would continue feeding it to us, or we would continue to look at it, we would get used to it. And so it is also with most of us as children. We are told certain moral principles from the point of view of our parents or grandparents and teachers. And slowly we forget that innocence, that, for example, that young girl, the teenage girl, still had. But as we listen within to our divine talking through us, to God talking through us, we know how to react and how to be, because we really know the difference. And it's just practicing it every day, every moment. And that is my thought for today. And maybe I should also say it's my acting for today, because it's so very important to always be in tune with the highest and best within myself. Because coming back at the end again to the philosopher Kant, he said that the normal or the moral law in our hearts is unconditional and absolute, which means that it is really beyond any physical or human judgment. It is more, it is a sense of right and wrong, of beneficial or non-beneficial, something that is good for us or not so good for us, which we just know. We do know the difference. Unconditional and absolute are attributes that we give to God, for example. And what more can I do than listen today to that unconditional voice within myself, which represents my divinity, my God self, and know the difference. I wish you all a wonderful day, a happy day, an innocent day, knowing the difference. I love you.